This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gohls. In our study of Malachi 2, let us turn to things we should appropriate. We have looked at things we should appreciate and things we should avoid. By appropriate, I mean, as Webster's Dictionary puts it, to take for one's own or exclusive use. In the midst of some strong critical comments, Malachi challenges God's children to set your hearts on honoring my name. He also challenged the priests about their covenantal responsibilities by referring to God's covenant with Levi in verses 5 through 7. My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace, and I gave them to him. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many from sin. For the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, and from his mouth men should seek instruction, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty. As a teacher of God's Word, this description of God's expectations of spiritual leaders is a real challenge to me. I believe it should be to every Christian. Our relationship with God should be viewed as a covenantal relationship. God's part in the covenant is to give life and peace. These are to be appropriated by faith. Trust God for this life and peace. Do we deserve these gifts from God? No. But when we receive them by faith, we should revere the one who gives them to us. Do you walk before God with reverence and awe? We should, whether we are leaders or followers. He deserves it.